WTBR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The Palestinian Red Crescent reports at least 30 premature babies have been evacuated from Gaza's largest hospital and will be transferred to Egypt. The BBC's Mark Lowen is in Jerusalem.
They have now been moved, we understand, to the southern tip of Gaza, close to Rafah. That obviously was a very delicate operation given the continuing military operations there. Few of them have already died. These are the most vulnerable born into a war they clearly don't understand. And that will be a tiny bit of solace in this extreme darkness.
Qatar's foreign minister says negotiations continue in the effort to get Hamas to swap hostages in exchange for Palestinians already held in Israeli jails.
We've been focused in the past 4 or 5 weeks now in these negotiations. We tried every way, all possible ways, in order to ensure that civilians are released. And we treat all human beings are the same. Civilians are civilians, whether they are from the Israeli side or the Palestinian side.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman was fired on Friday. Now the board is having second thoughts. Altman said to be mulling a return. Facebook parent company Meta is reportedly pulling funding from a team overseeing artificial intelligence. CBS tech contributor Ian Schur.
One of the key questions a lot of people have had about artificial intelligence is how to ensure these companies that are profit-driven are building these new AIs responsibly. This team that Facebook reportedly broke up was focused on making sure that AI innovations were done responsibly.
Travelers, beware.
Starting on Monday, widespread heavy rains from the lower Mississippi Valley all the way into the mid-Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley region. And that heavy rain pushes eastward on Tuesday across most of the eastern United States.
That's forecaster Bob Orovic. Extreme weather in Brazil takes its toll on a Taylor Swift concert.
Taylor Swift postponed her Saturday show in Rio de Janeiro due to extreme heat. It's after a fan died at her first Eras Tour concert in Brazil the previous night. On Instagram, the pop star wrote that she was writing from her dressing room, deciding to postpone due to the heat. There's also video online showing Swift having trouble breathing Friday night after singing Bejeweled. Parts of the country hit 137 degrees earlier this week. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Music mogul Sean Diddy Combs has reached a settlement with singer and model Cassie, who just one day prior accused him of rape, sex trafficking, and physical abuse. Combs reportedly wanted to settle the matter but did not admit any guilt. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you love them enough.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Scientists are working on a super reflective ultra white paint. Could be a tool in the fight against climate change. Suzanne Potter explains.
Researchers at Purdue University are hoping to bring to market a highly reflective paint that bounces heat off the surface, keeping things cooler, which reduces energy consumption. Emily Barber is a PhD candidate at Purdue who is working on the project. She notes that since energy is often produced by burning fossil fuels like natural gas, energy efficiency leads to fewer carbon emissions.
So especially in warmer climates, if we can keep that roof cool, we can keep the building cool, and therefore we don't have to use much HVAC. We can reduce greenhouse gas that way.
The paint, which may be available to consumers as soon as next year, has been shown to keep outdoor surfaces 8 degrees cooler than surrounding temperatures on a sunny day and up to 19 degrees cooler at night. However, Professor Jeremy Munday from UC Davis says the basic issue with global warming is that the Earth is absorbing more energy than it is emitting. So in order to keep up with the pace of humanity's carbon emissions, which cause the Earth to absorb heat, we'd have to put highly emitting white paint on 1 to 2% of the Earth, and that would harm wildlife and alter weather patterns.
CO2 levels are still rising, and so we're going to continue to be trapping more and more heat in. We're going to continue to rise, so we're going to have to keep putting more and more of these emitting surfaces up. And so unless we actually get to the root problem and bring CO2 levels back down. This is definitely not a long-term solution.
I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunny skies and calm today with highs around 51. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. 36 tonight, overcast skies, cloudy tomorrow, 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
November 18th, 2023. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the WAUK Radio Studios here in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue. Right around the corner from Theodora Yauman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And if you haven't already, be sure to download the Civic Media app so you can catch This Week in Waukesha and all your favorite walk, radio, and civic media programs on the go. And you'll want to next week for Small Business Saturday as we move to a two-hour show starting at 7. And so you can catch the show while you're enjoying breakfast at one of our many fine restaurants and get some great shopping scoops for this special day as we have small business owners as many of our guests who add so much flavor to our university city, the city we love. And today we are honored to have, for the first time, his maiden voyage here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, Waukesha's police chief, my good friend Daniel Thompson. Chief, welcome. How are you today?
Well, thank you very much. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Fantastic. And we've been trying to put this together for a long time, and the chief has always been very busy, so I never really wanted to bother you too much, but then I saw you at the last mayor's breakfast and just wanted to say a quick hello, and you said, hey, you know, I still want to be on your show, and you put me in touch with your assistant, and so really grateful that we could put this together. Especially as we approach the holidays. You know, it's supposed to be a fun time, but it's also a lot of things can happen. I know a Thanksgiving celebration last year, and a family member had started choking on something, and luckily we were able to first aid, but the rapid response from the New Berlin police was very rapid. And same time, I felt bad. I was like, gosh, she's, you know, as a female officer, she's going back on the job. And gosh, we could have given her a turkey leg or a little, you know, plate to take with us. But what kind of safety tips do you have for people, you know, during the holiday season, or things we should be vigilant about so we can make sure we have a safe as well as enjoyable holiday season?
Well, I'll tell you this. Waukesha is a very safe community. But even though it's a safe community, we should always be aware of our surroundings. When we have the season for shopping, we also have the season for predators who like to take advantage of those that are not aware. So locking your car doors, being aware of when you're entering in stores and leaving stores, when you're walking to your vehicle, and just be conscious of those things and trust your spidey senses.
Sure.
When your spidey senses are telling you something,
yep.
Trust it, right?
Sounds good.
Yep. And those are just those simple, basic things will help you stay safe. But like I said, safe community, and enjoy the holidays. Try not to eat too much.
Yes.
And
eat responsibly.
Yes. But just be aware of your surroundings. And don't be complacent leaving, like I said, your vehicles unlocked.
Right.
I still feel very safe, but I always lock my doors at home.
Sure.
It's just the right thing to do, right?
Right. So, yeah, I am embarrassed I forgot to mention our very extraordinary producer, Anya. Anya, welcome to the show, and thanks for all that you do.
Yeah, good morning.
Real quick, Anya just had a very adventurous trip to our nation's capital this week. How did that go?
It went really well. I went to D.C. just for Tuesday to cover the March for Israel. I talked about it on Maggie's show, but for as quick of a turnaround as it was a really good trip.
Sounds terrific. And you know, I on a previous show, I think it was a couple weeks ago, I talked about that there had been a rise in a lot of anti-Semitism and a lot of anti-Islamic incidents, events, expressions around the country. And have we experienced much of that here in Waukesha, to your knowledge, Chief Thompson?
I want to say that we have not.
I didn't think we would.
But we are vigilant in maintaining relationships with our synagogues, our mosques, and other church facility churches and religious facilities in the community. Maintain those relationships very well. But we have not, and I want to stay that way, have not had any issues.
Yeah, and I think part of that's attributable to the fact that, you know, the metrics, we don't have large, you know, we have a diverse community, but we don't necessarily have a large, you know, say Jewish population or Islamic population compared to other parts of the metro area. But again, I think we should remain vigilant, as Chief Thompson says. And also, this discussion is very timely as we approach the 2-year anniversary of the Christmas parade attacks, where too many of us witnessed firsthand the results of acts of hatred of any kind, whether they be personal, random, or targeted towards a group, that oftentimes it's our children and children of all ages that are victimized. And, you know, this Tuesday, as many of you know, we have the Main Street Parade Memorial Dedication and Tal event. It's going to take place right at 4:39 p.m., the exact moment that the attack occurred. And we'll be gathering as a community on the second anniversary of the parade tragedy to dedicate the Main Street Parade Memorial. So, you know, last year the ceremony, the first anniversary, took place at Cutler Park, and that was very well done. This year it's going to take place right at the Five Points intersection in downtown Waukesha near 279 West Main Street, where the memorial's being placed. And we were talking before the show, that poses some different challenges for you, right, Chief Thompson, in terms of security?
It does, but we are prepared. We are very well-staffed for the event. How we have the area secure, working in partnership with the fire department and other local and federal partners, we are very prepared for keeping that safe. I will tell you this. So talking about this 2-year event, that's occurring.
Sunday, December 3rd.
Yes. No, I want to talk about November 21st.
My apologies.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. It's because November 21 of 2021 is our 9/11 in the city of Waukesha.
Yes.
It's a day that we'll never forget, right?
Yep.
But what this 2-year anniversary really signifies and exemplifies is the resiliency of this community, that incident did not define us. What it did do, it refined us.
Yes.
It shows the strength of how strong we are.
Yeah.
And Waukesha Strong is not just a word, it's an action.
Yeah.
And you're going to see it there on the 21st at 4:39 p.m. And that's what that Five Corners represents, is that this is a strong community.
Right.
But what's great about this community is that we are together in this. Yeah. So that's what makes us strong.
Yes.
And that's where we could actually, other communities could look at us and say, that's how a community should be.
Mm-hmm.
Is people actually care about each other.
Right.
It's not so much about identity. It's more about character.
Yes. Yeah, you know, and really special moment for me was last year when the parade route used to come before, right in front of our studio here. It's since been rerouted, and I think for good reasons. But the day before, there were some Girl Scouts and Girl Scouts moms looking. Their location is right in front of the Easter Seals building next door. And they came in. We invited them to come in and get warm, get some hot chocolate. And both mothers were there at the parade last year and were off-duty nurses. And so next thing you know, they were right there, you know, first responders. And the stories they told, the work that they did was just very riveting. And obviously, it, many occasions they didn't get the results that they wanted. But I'm sure they also, they did help save many lives. And it was just another great expression of the strength of our community.
And I will say this, there's policies that are written. And one of the policies for on the police side of the house is we do not traditionally convey citizens that are in medical need in our squad cars. That's right. For the fire department.
Yeah.
November 21st of 2021 was a totally different situation.
Yeah.
That's where doing the right thing was what we did. And policy had to go out the window. With that.
Right.
So between the fire department, off-duty nurses, doctors, regular citizens, sure. The police officers, it was incredible. If you think about it, the response,
mm-hmm.
but also the family, the victims' families,
right?
They are incredible people as well.
Sure, sure. Yeah, you know, it's there's so many stories, and that's what I'm hoping for. You know, I've invited Mayor Riley was on the show last year, the day before the actual parade, and I'm hoping he'll come back. But I also, now that I have a 2-hour show, I'd love to invite some of these first responders that were there and share some of their accounts. Because it's just like exactly what you said, you know, everything went out the window except for, you know, the community coming together and helping, you know, helping those that were injured and just the continuing support we have for those that witnessed it that probably are still dealing with certain mental health issues and all the other things.
So the Christmas parade, that event was traumatizing. In all my years, I have 33 years of law enforcement experience.
Right.
I worked homicide in Milwaukee. You name it, I've seen
29 years with MPD.
29 years with Milwaukee. I retired for 2 weeks, drove my wife nuts. On May 4th of 2020, May the 4th be with you, I started with the Waukesha Police Department.
Wow.
So in all those years, I can honestly say the most traumatized that I've been emotionally and physically was that Christmas parade event. So that's just me.
Sure.
I knew how that really impacted our department.
Sure.
And with that trauma, though, is working on resiliency, working on the wellness piece.
Yep.
And this is not, we're not going to be victims of this. We are going to be not only survivors of this, but our community, our police department, our fire department, we're going to thrive from this event.
When we come back from these important messages, more from Chief Daniel Thompson on actually your own experiences handling the parade, as well as some things we have to look forward to with this year's parade and this year's holiday season. And don't forget Small Business Saturday, next week's show starting at 7 a.m.
Down Georgia Street, where the boy children play, gathering up charity to help them make their day. For me, I was once their age, once I was young, but I know I had my family to fall back on. Get it up. Share it out, yeah. Help where you can. I know that you can. Talk about it. Oh, give it up. Share it out. Help where you can. Don't just talk about it.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
team, it's snowing again tomorrow. They're predicting 2 to 3 feet.
Tis the overtime season for Frank Snowplows.
Kelly, can you take another shift?
Let it snow. Quality driver applicants.
Hey guys, know anybody else with a D license?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You recognize the song?
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to remember what
it was. The original comedy drama from Mary Tyler Moore Productions, and it was a police show about a fictional northern, maybe midwestern city. You're listening to that. We're back in This Week in Waukesha with Chief Daniel Thompson, and I've stumped the chief. This is the title song. That's Hill Street Blues.
Hill Street Blues. That's it.
And that show really changed a lot of things, because it was either half-hour comedy sitcoms or the hour-long dramas like soap operas or other, you know, or serious or like police, you know.
Right.
But this was, you integrated some really crazy dark humor with serious dramatic moments at this precinct, Hill Street, that was in a kind of a bad area of the city. And all-star cast, including two former collegiate All-American athletes, Mike Warren, who played with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at UCLA, won some championships there. And then Ed Marinaro, the Heisman Trophy candidate, running back out of Cornell. So, but that was an amazing show. And yes, we are here again. It's the first time with Chief Daniel Thompson, so I thought we'd treat him to, you know, some police flavored music, if you will. So, hey, real quick, too, I want to give a big shout out to the Waukesha South football program. Had their season ending banquet on Thursday night at the Stackner Ballroom at Carroll University, and wanted to congratulate Tyler Williams, Chris Douglas Flowers, Logan Dable, and who's the fourth guy? This is killing me. If my wife's listening, she better text in. We'll get to him in a second, but they are all named honorable mention, all Classic Eight. So congratulations to them. That's, you know, in a lot of other conferences, you're talking first team or second team for sure.
Yes, congratulations.
So, yep. So Tyler Williams, Logan Dable, Chris Douglas Flowers, and we will get that fourth person in there. My apologies to Coach Wills for not remembering, but certainly remembering the captains who are also honored, Logan Dable, Vincent Mahalos, and Evan Stout. We're also honored, and many of the seniors too. Many of these young men have been playing together since they were in fifth grade, and a lot of them are looking forward to some great careers after high school. Many of them going to college, and Evan Stout's going to be at UW Eau Claire. He's my son, and Chris Flowers is deciding between a couple of very attractive offers, including the University of Minnesota in the Big Ten. And St. Thomas in Minnesota, where former teammates Tack Tadioka and C.J. Johnson have made a big splash as freshmen, breaking into the lineup or the rotation. So very proud of our black shirts. So here with Chief Thompson, before our little reprieve, we were talking about the parade and some of the wellness or the impacts, trauma, PTSD, mental health, but it leads to a bigger discussion that Chief Thompson wants to talk about with regard to wellness, especially as it relates to police.
Yeah, so historically, like when I started in 1991, that was before we had cell phones, there is this suck it up mentality. Something would happen, suck it up is just part of the job, and move on. And we never would look at the moral injuries, the things that we'd see every day, as how it would affect us. As a result of the Christmas parade event, actually it was an attack, we ended up working with First Responder Psychological Services. And at first, there was this reluctancy because getting officers to open up and show that they're vulnerable and show that, hey, this did impact them. In the beginning, it was a challenge, but now it's amazing. The first responders, psychological services will show up at the department. The rooms are always filled. The officers are engaged in talking with them. They're sharing their feelings. By doing that, we have healthier, stronger officers. Here's what I learned from that event on my own individual perspective is chiefs, they carry the weight of the department. They carry the weight of things going on in the city.
Sure, sure.
We're fixers, and we're always there to help others. What I learned from that Christmas parade event is that we're not good at an executive level of taking care of ourselves with things that bother us. And that really shed a light on me. I remember this was last year, right before November 21st. I'm watching a Disney show with my daughter and I got a tear coming down my eye.
Yeah, yeah.
And my daughter's like, why are you crying? I'm like, I don't know why.
Right.
Well, I ended up talking to the chaplain and 30 years of stuff, including parade, came out. Well, there's this group, it's called Law Enforcement Response Death Team. It was out of the state. They also created a peer support, but there's an individual by the name of Mike Saucy and a retired chief by the name of Dave Funkhauser who originated executive peer support. I'm a member of that executive peer support,
great,
received training,
sure,
but talking about it and working, mm-hmm, with other chiefs and other executives, hey, we're, right, human beings. We do get traumatized by stuff. Hey, sure, let's talk about it. Let's do better. And we are. We got a long ways to go, but we're doing much better with that.
That's great to hear. And so, and can I ask, where were you during the parade in 2021? Were you working that day, or were you off duty, or were you there?
So my daughter was supposed to be cheering in the parade, but the coach was sick, so the cheerleading squad didn't go.
Wow.
So I was at home, and I remember talking with my wife, like, what are we going to do? Then I saw that text came over from my sergeants.
Wow.
And I knew it was bad. So I was on scene within minutes of the event.
Wow.
Initially, I was told that 25 people were shot. And now I'm going to put you in the mind of a 29-year veteran.
Yeah, right.
Who's done a lot of shooting type events. I was at the Sikh temple,
sure,
I was at Miller Corps, I worked a little bit at the Zana Spa. So
sure,
I'm thinking one thing, but when I got there and I'm looking at the scene and I'm seeing the victims of this,
right,
it wasn't computing because,
right,
the injuries weren't.
Sure.
And then one of my sergeants told me it was a vehicle.
Right.
And it was incredible. So I was there within minutes, saw the scene, got a good lay of the land, encouraged the officers, said, we're going to get through this.
Sure.
Saw amazing stuff, and I end up going to the EOC and working there.
Wow. And so you're just like me. Like, I just about every year the parade's been going on, three of the four children that live with us have been in the parade for their baseball team, their softball team, the dance team. And that was the one year we didn't have any children in the parade. And it was my first year marching in the parade as alderman. And I was in the front of the parade. So it was like that Man in the High Castle. I was in that alternative reality where the parade was a huge success. And there was so much exchange of joy, you know, wishing people Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, seeing people of all different backgrounds and all different ages. And so I didn't know about the crash until I was like almost home, or about the attack. And so really something. So we have some more important messages to take care of when we come back, more with Chief Thompson about the parade, preparations for the upcoming parade, and just some great tips for keeping our city safe and enjoyable for all of us. This week, Waukesha continues. Thank you.
Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. At least 30 premature babies at Gaza's largest hospital are being moved to safety. The BBC's Mark Lowen is in Jerusalem.
We have now been told from the Palestinian Red Crescent that they have indeed been evacuated from Al-Shifa Hospital.
In a delicate operation, the babies are being transferred to Egypt. Formula One's reigning world champ is still the reigning world champ.
The dominant Formula One racer Max Verstappen claimed his 18th win of the season at the Las Vegas Grand Prix.
CBS's Elizabeth Campbell in Las Vegas. Music mogul Sean Diddy Combs has reached a settlement with singer and model Cassie, who just one day prior accused Combs of rape, sex trafficking, and physical abuse. CBS's Michael George.
Combs, in a statement, "I wish Cassie and her family all the best."
Combs denied the charges, but he said he wanted to get the matter out of the spotlight as quickly as possible. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
In overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Nebraska jumped out to a 14-point lead in the first half, but the Wisconsin Badgers battled back to send the game into overtime and get the win, 24-17. Braylon Allen with a 3-yard run to score the winning touchdown, ending a 3-game losing streak. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Well, winning's a whole different feeling, so I wasn't kidding. I mean, you guys have seen me the last couple weeks. You see me on the Monday press conferences, and it's been a stretch, you know, on all of us. I think, you know, every kid in that locker room, every coach in our program, and to get a win tonight, it's so great. I mean, it's deep. It's deep.
Wisconsin travels to Minnesota next week. NBA, the Bucks with a 132-125 win over the Mavericks. Milwaukee scoring in 7 of their last 9 possessions to get the win in the fourth quarter. Adrian Griffin.
You know, your fourth quarter got to be your best quarter, especially when you're playing a terrific team like Dallas.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Sunny skies and calm today with highs around 51. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. 36 tonight, overcast skies. Cloudy tomorrow, 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go